This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 374 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are going to go back to the late 90s, to a time where, you know, disaster movies and big budget epics were rolling through with a little Roland Emmerich film called Godzilla. Now, I remember when this movie came out. I was 11. I remember all of the advertisements for it. I remember the Taco Bell commercial with the little dog that put the little taco in the box, the little chihuahua. I remember the merchandise. I remember the soundtrack. When this came out, this was a big deal. Alex, do you remember this time of Godzilla 98 coming out? And did you see it back then when it came out?
I didn't see it in the theater when it came out, but I remember all the advertisements. McDonald's big supersize, Taco Bell freaking foot cup from Taco Bell. Yeah, I remember all of that stuff. And even Jurassic Park had one too, the supersize meat. Jurassic Park stuff. So, you know, back then, the 90s, I gotta say, the 90s had the best promotional movie tie-ins together between all companies. So
all the Batman cups from McDonald's. Yeah. So sick. Yeah, they don't even do that stuff anymore, really. All they do now is Happy Meal toys. And that's it. I'm like, well, I don't want that. Yeah, so this was a moment in time, Godzilla 98. It was a big deal. It was the first ever American Godzilla film. All the rest of that point had been Japanese, and this was his big debut in America. So we're going to tell you what we think about it. But before we do, let me give you a couple of Rotten Tomatoes scores. And Alex, you might be surprised. You might not be surprised. I don't know. This has a 20% critic score and massive 28% audience score. So both are low. Both in the 20s, only 8% apart. Are you surprised by these numbers? I'll tell you right now, I am not.
Okay. Not at all. I'm not shocked.
Now, as far as Roland Emmerich goes, we've done Independence Day here on the podcast, and I love that movie. We did The Patriot, which we both really enjoyed with Mel Gibson. We did Universal Soldier, which was cheesy, okay? Yeah. Very early 90s. But Roland Emmerich, and then he's done a bunch of disaster movies, of course, Day After Tomorrow, 2012. This is his cup of tea. He's hit or miss for me. I like some of his movies a lot, and then I don't like some of them. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this movie. We've never even discussed Godzilla 98 ever.
No, we never did.
I don't even know what you think. You don't know what I think. We've never talked. We never, you know, there's some movies we haven't done yet where you'd be like, oh yeah, we saw that movie and I know you didn't like it, or you know I didn't. This one never even gets mentioned because I don't know. All right, so let's start with our lead. Now, in this case, Godzilla is the villain, so we're going to save it there. This is like a traditional in that regard. Our lead character is Matthew Broderick as Titopoulos or whatever that they keep saying wrong the whole movie, which was funny once, but not funny after the 15th time. What did you think of Matthew Broderick?
And then the ensemble, Nick, I guess. Titopoulos?
It's something Titopoulos.
It was a Nick. I know it was Nick.
Yeah, Nick Titopoulos.
Yeah, Titopoulos. Well, I will say this, though. In terms of the budget of the movie, it was $130 and it grossed $379.
What? So. This thing made money? I believe it. The marketing was crazy. I believe it made money. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Nick Titopoulos. What did I think of Nick? Oh. It was weird. I will say this. Matthew Broderick, to me, you know him from Ferris Bueller, right? He did The Producers, the remake of The Producers. Very big Broadway actor. I remember he is. And for me, he's a hit or miss type of actor. For me, he's a dry sense of humor type of actor for me. He's very dry sense of humor. In this movie, very dry character. He's a worm guy. He's a scientist that tests worms, and he's the only one on Earth that could figure out Godzilla. Like, there's no other scientist. The guy who does the worm stuff could figure out what's going on with Godzilla. So I was like, all right, whatever. Honestly, his character's so flat. Like, I can't give him a three. Like, oh man, like a three is like good. Like good. Like for me, three is good. I'm gonna give him a two for decent. Then you have the annoying girlfriend.
The ex.
the ex. She can't act, and I don't even know if she ever been in another movie again.
Horrible in this.
Yeah, she's one of the worst actresses. Then you have my man from The Birdcage, Zank Harraz, the guy from The Simpsons. He voices Hank Azaria. I thought he was funny in the movie as much, but Matthew Broderick worked well with the entire ensemble. Like, even my man, the French guy, which I like a lot.
Jean Reno. Yeah.
That dude is mad funny in this movie.
Yeah.
He was like, did you get me? He was like, what kind of coffee is this? He was like, I thought this was French vanilla. And then he whipped out the big can.
Yeah.
And I said, French vanilla. He went, okay, Americans.
Need more cream, he says.
Yeah, needs more cream. Yeah. Or the bubble gum. Hey, what's up with the bubble gum?
The part with the gum thing, it makes us look more American.
Yeah, the old chewing gum. And then he talked Elvis.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You know, he had hit or miss scenes of the movie, right? So anyway, I gave Matthew Broderick a 2. Wasn't too crazy with him.
I love you struggling to like find reasons to give someone a 3. That's how you know if a character is not good. If you're like debating if you could get him to a 3, not a 4, not a 5, a 3. I gave him an easy 2. Matthew Broderick. I like him as Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
He's the voice of Simba in The Lion King. The adult Simba. Okay, cool.
Oh.
What else? I can't think of many movies that I've seen him in that I like really like Matthew Broderick. I think he seems like one of those guys who's like probably nice in real life. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably a nice guy. Probably a good, nice guy. But he doesn't translate for me in movies in general. You know? He doesn't. He was cool as a teenager. Oh, War Games. He was good in War Games. When he was young.
Oh, yeah, War Games.
I like him in the 80s. After that, it's not much that I could think of that I like Matthew Broderick. And I definitely don't believe him as a scientist who's studying radioactive earthworms or whatever. Like, what the hell? What is this? It's weird. I don't like the girlfriend. I think she's horrible. First of all, they broke up. Then she steals the stuff from him, goes live on the thing, and then she's like, I just stole it from you so I could get my big break. That whole speech she gives in the rain, I love it. I actually love his reaction. He's just like, good luck, and he gets in the taxi anyway. Like, it doesn't even work. You think in most movies, that part, they're like, they forgive them, and they're like, oh, okay. He's like, nope, I'm out of here. Bye. I do like Jean Reno in this movie, you're right, as the French guy, the Secret Service guy. He's cool. Hank Azaria's fine. It's an ensemble. Again, these monster movies always have these big ensemble casts. And this is no different, but yeah, not good. Nico, his name is Nico Titopoulos. Very Nico, Greek for no reason. There's no like, other than having people say his name wrong, there's no reason why he's so Greek. Like, you think maybe they'll tie it into his family somehow. Nope, nothing. All right, main villain, which is Godzilla. This is a traditional Godzilla in the sense of Godzilla's the bad guy. Just like the original movie, like minus one, like, you know, Godzilla's. So what did you think of this version of Godzilla?
The CGI has got awful in this movie. It did not hold up and it still doesn't hold up. In terms of Godzilla himself, or how many Godzilla were there in this movie?
Was it two? There's one Godzilla and then a million baby Godzillas.
Well, that I know, but didn't they shoot one in the water and then next thing you know it came out under?
It didn't kill it.
Oh, okay. Well, it made it seem like it was
in the last
two.
Movie. Just is still alive.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, okay. The baby stuff was corny. I'm going to be honest with you. It was just mad corny. I did like the scene in the Madison Square Garden. I thought it was pretty cool, but it was just corny. The big Godzilla, it was okay, man. It was okay. I wasn't too crazy with it. And it felt very 90s filmmaking with this. Very blockbuster, over the top, you know, effects and hemorrhage. I could see why he helmed this movie because 100%. Of his track record and the 90s and everything. So I could see it, but it's gonna hurt me to say, but this is not the project for him. I would have been sitting there in the CEO chair going, I don't think this would work.
Let's try
for
someone
me.
Different.
Yeah. The minute he would have showed me at least designs of the fucking thing, I would have been like, yeah, this is not going to work. But it is what it is. I'm going to give Godzilla a 2.
Yikes.
Yeah, I gave him a 2.
Okay. I agree with you in that Roland Emmerich was the choice. I mean, it coming off of Independence Day, you're like, look, we need a big, there's going to be a big budget. Independence Day is a great movie for a disaster film, which is the genre really that it is. Sci-fi, love that movie. Definitely some cheesy parts, but great. This is like another version of it. This Godzilla got to be the ugliest by far. This is the worst looking Godzilla that's ever been on screen. Even the guys in the suits look way better than this. It has a big head. Like, Godzilla to me, when I think of Godzilla, I think of like big body and then like a smaller head. This thing's head is freaking humongous. It looks weird. Then it looks like a lizard more than like a dinosaur. It even in that scene where it crawls in like underground, it's crawling around. It looks like a lizard. It looks like an iguana, like a mutated iguana, and I don't like it. It lays eggs, even though I thought it was a guy. They think it's a guy, but it has eggs. Those baby Godzillas are stupid. You could tell he watched Jurassic Park and was like, let's do raptors. Let's do our own raptor scene. Even there's one part specifically that's straight up from Jurassic Park, where the two baby Godzillas come up and they're like snapping at each other. And the way I'm like, this is just a copy of something Steven Spielberg did a million times better. The Madison Square Garden, that whole part, it's so long. They're in there for like 30 minutes. I forgot. Well, I can't wait to talk about another part of this movie. But anyway, I gave him a two. I agree with you. I gave him a two. I think the babies suck. They eat two of the guys or three of the guys, like the special forces guys. But they also eat popcorn, which is silly. They're like eating popcorn, popcorn hanging out of them. I'm like, oh my God. And then Big Godzilla is like, again, also off screen a lot. Shows up about 30 minutes in. I do like the intro scene. Legitimately, when the old guy's on the dock.
Oh, yeah.
And that wave is coming. Like, it's a great scene. And the dock is blowing up and he's running. And then the rest of it doesn't look that cool. The rest of it looks, the CGI, you're right, is not good. Whenever there's like that one part, let's save it for action. Anyway, I gave him a two. We both gave him a two. Okay, what'd you think of the action scenes?
All right, so one thing he does well is action.
Yes.
However, there are certain things that didn't work. I did not like the flying aerial camera shots, them chasing Godzilla through the buildings, and they're firing missiles. And I mean, they're hitting every New York line skyscraper. But
the big, huge monster that's right in front of them.
Thought it was funny when when they blew up the Chrysler building by mistake.
I thought that was funny. The mayor's reaction was funny.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's a miss. He's like, that was a Chrysler building, but you didn't miss.
How can you miss the Chrysler building? Yeah, so like that scene for me didn't work well. The scene that he's running when he gets the fish, you see him running, look atrocious. But then there's some fun action, like the scene with the cab driving scene when he's driving through Manhattan.
I do like that.
I love car chases, but if you do it very well, and 90s do very well car chasing, I gotta say Roman Emmerich did a great job of Godzilla chasing the cab drive throughout New York. I thought that was fun. I thought that was cool. He told him to spin it around. He was like, what? He was like, yeah, you gotta go back. And then he did the 180 and you see God did a trip.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that was pretty cool. But then it loses itself when it's going over the Brooklyn Bridge. I was just like, okay. It was cool. I understand because there's no way you needed him to get tangled. So I said, it is what it is. It was okay. But to me, my favorite scene in the movie was the car chase. Like, if you ask me, I'll be like, the 10 minutes of them driving for me made the movie. Other than that, man, I can't tell you what the underwater shit was whack.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah, that underwater. I know you love underwater, so I'll let you talk about that. Other than that, I'm gonna give it a three. I thought it had good action. I don't think the action holds up anymore, so I give it a three.
I'll tell you this much. I have written down here three for action. However, there's some stuff I like and some stuff I hate. I actually hate.
Mm.
I like the taxi. I agree with you. I like the taxi scene, except the resolution. I don't like how it ends. He's like, we got high beams. And the guy's like, oh yeah, high beams. Well, you just turn on high beams and all of a sudden the Godzilla goes,
it blinded him.
Like, okay. Yeah. Anyway, I still like the rest of the scene though. I think it's good. Even when they're in the tunnel and he's like putting his little hand in there, trying to like claw at them. I like it.
Yeah.
The Madison Square Garden scene, I don't like, but I do like when they blow up Madison Square Garden. One thing Roland Emmerich does, explosions. Awesome. Yeah, his explosions are great. Even back then, even now. Like when he blows something up, he blows that thing up. Chrysler Building, awesome. Madison Square Garden, awesome. So I did like that. Just in general, there's a lot of destruction. So that gets you a bonus point. You know, like on one hand, they evacuated the city, so you don't have to worry about killing a lot of people. But on the other hand, they still blew up a bunch of stuff. A lot of buildings get destroyed, bridges and all that. What I hate, underwater, don't like it. Even with a creature that's underwater, my problem with them, and it will always be, and this is the last time we're going to do more movies with water in it. But the one thing that bugs me is that everything is so slow underwater. It's not that exciting. You know what I mean?
And dark.
Like, and dark. It's dark and slow. You can't move. If you had creatures that moved hella fast underwater and fight, I would like it. I'd be okay with it. Like if two sharks were like, I'd probably be cool. But when you have like a submarine going like, like slow or like anything like that, I'm like, I don't like it. Then I'm not a fan. Or bullets. Even bullets, they go like, you know, and they start going slower because it's stupid. So I don't like that. And then the second thing is the helicopters. This is the part that I hate that I was going to almost set in villain. There's a part where Godzilla they're trying to lure him out. right? We got to lure him out. They lure him out. And then there's a part where it's one scene, and I wish I recorded it on my phone, but he comes running down this like street, I guess, in between the buildings, and like 40 helicopters just come, 40 CGI helicopters. It looks like a video game. It looks so stupid. It's unsafe to even fly that many helicopters near each other. They're all just like coming down. Then they're shooting rockets. The ones in the back are shooting rockets, but they're not hitting the other helicopters, but they're also not hitting Godzilla. They're literally just hitting buildings left and right. So it's a mixed bag. So that's why I gave it a 3. But at least they blow a lot of crap up. I gotta give my boy Roland some credit. He destruction maestro. He's destroying stuff.
Oh, no, that I agree. He is a great
every movie he does. Stuff's getting destroyed, and I like that. Okay, here we go. Meat and potatoes time. What'd you give the storyline?
Oh my god. Not even. This gets a strong 2 for decent. Storyline stinks. This storyline stinks.
Yeah.
First of all, the French just made Godzilla. Okay.
Yeah, he's not even Japanese.
It's not even Japanese.
It's a French Godzilla.
It's a French Godzilla. Okay. The French are going in to investigate because they're the ones who did a nuclear test on an iguana and it turned into Godzilla. You can't make it up.
No.
Then they hire Nico Tatopoulos, a worm expert, to figure out what is this species that's in New York bound or whatever. And honestly, and then it's, you know, they had some cool moments, right? With the fishing boats, right? The 3 fishing boats, and they dragged it on the water. Yeah. Thought that was really cool. Very Jaws. When he throws the 3 little canisters and he sucks it in, and then the orca almost went into. Very Jaws. He did it with the 3 boats. And I was like, wow, that's actually pretty interesting. Sucked up the 3 things. But then there's some stuff that I just didn't work. The storyline, the girlfriend storyline is so god awful. Very god awful. Then the news anchor guy kicking it to her saying, hey, why don't you come to my house or some shit like that. Horrible storyline. Steals her story. Very douchey. But then at the same time, it's like, then you have the French main guy. I liked him the best. He was the best character. I think the movie should have been around his character trying to save the French from getting screwed because they did all the nuclear warhead stuff. But yeah, honestly, man, and even like the Americans, I thought was pretty cool. I like the army guy. I thought he was really good. The main army head guy that told him to blow up everything. That was cool. But yeah, at the end of everything, man, this storyline is so shit. It just crap. So I give it a 2.
Yeah. So they totally changed Godzilla's origins. No longer anything to do with Japan. Now he's French.
It's French.
He also doesn't come from the Pacific. Now he comes from the Atlantic Ocean. So everything opposite. He lands in New York. I think if they were going to do an American Godzilla, they should have at least made Godzilla. Just make him American then. Make it American testing. And he shows up. If you're going to do the Japanese film is because of their own nuclear stuff. And it comes back to bite them and whatever. And it's like an allegory for nuclear war and all that. This is an allegory for crap. Just for nothing. You gave this a solid 2. I'm going to give this a soft 1. I gave it a 1. I just think there's nothing here. The first 30 minutes is pretty good. I like the first 30 minutes. It's pretty good. Like when they're not showing Godzilla, it's pretty good actually. I like the water scene.
I agree.
Yeah, I like the setup. It's the payoff.
You like the mystery of it.
Right.
We've seen the big all the setup. Footprint.
Yeah, he's like, you're standing in. Yeah. He's like, what? The Transformers dad is like, you're in the footprint. It's like, oh man, this is crazy. Once Godzilla shows up, it actually gets worse, which should not be the case when your movie's called Godzilla. And there's stuff that just drags on too long. The Madison Square Garden scene is way too long. I was getting bored. I was like, oh my gosh, if they don't get out of this, you spend, I think the baby Godzillas have more screen time than Godzilla in this movie. I'd almost bet $5 that they do, which is a horrible idea. So I don't know. I think it's pretty bad. I hated it. And I liked this when I was 11, when I saw it. I saw this at the theater and I liked it, but I was 11. What did I know? I don't like it now. All right. What's your overall?
Okay, so I'm going to be nice here. Roman Emmerich does hit or miss popcorn flicks. See, this guy's a popcorn maker, okay?
100%.
He's a popcorn machine. He makes popcorn flicks. Yeah, that's all he does. I enjoyed tons of his movies, even the crap ones. I'd be like, you know what? It falls under my watchable, pleasable crap. And this one is not so different.
Okay.
This is getting a 2. Ooh, okay. But it's not watchable crap. Yes. It's a popcorn kernel that didn't pop for me.
It's one of those like half popped ones that's like a little bit came out.
Yes. Yeah. Semi good stuff. And it's just hard to watch see the bottom of the shell that did not break. Yeah, it's that's what it is. It's a kernel that did not pop fully for me. Whereas the day from, you know, after tomorrow, loved it.
I like that movie.
Oh, that's one of my favorite. Another one that needs a 4K. Hope it does. One of my favorite ones is that one. 2012, like I'm okay 2012. With.
I but, love Independence Day. And oh, I like yeah, the that Patriot one. That we first time watched. I like that.
Yep. Yeah. I never seen White House Down. I know he did that one.
Oh, that one's kind of good. I did not like Moonfall, though. I was not a fan of Moonfall. I think you liked it more than me.
Yeah, I thought it was okay for what it was, but I did like the destruction. I was like, that was really good. Yeah.
White House Down, it's on our list. We're doing a movie. Don't worry. In our future, we have a month of movies set in Washington, D.C., and I think that one's on there.
So. And that's the one with the Olympus Has Fallen, right? We're doing the.
We're doing Anthony those Fuqua? Two, the Has Fallen movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fallen movies, yeah. So anyway, other than that, I gave it a 2.
Okay. Yes, I have this movie on 4K and it has now been added to the getting rid of pile because I will never watch this again. Now that I have rewatched it for the first, this was not my second time watching it. I saw this at the theater and I saw it again, maybe like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, you know, and I still thought it was okay. That's why I bought it when I got it. I also got the steelbook, a 4K steelbook for like $10. So I was like, oh, $10. I like Godzilla. And then now watching it, I was like, I don't like it. It doesn't hold up. It's also 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's one thing about his movies, man. They are long. Even Independence Day's 2 hours and 20 minutes plus. This one's 2 hours and 20 minutes. Like, there's just no reason for it. I gave it a 1. I don't like it. I don't like the characters. I don't like Godzilla. I see your perspective. And a lot of his movies are that for me too. So Roland Emmerich is that. He's that director. He is like, you either jive with what he's putting out in the sense of watchable crap, or you just won't like it. This one for me, don't like it. We'll be getting rid of it. Not a fan. I do have it digitally. So if for any reason I ever need to watch it in the future, I have the digital, but I don't need the disc anymore, taking up space on my shelf. I'm embarrassed. I don't want people to see it there. I want to get it out of here. So Godzilla 98. Also hilarious at the end, the P. Diddy song that comes on the credits. The one with Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. He's like, yeah.
You hear my calls. You hear my prayers.
Hear my call. I'll freaking bite you. There's a part about biting you or something like that. It also plays in the movie. There's a part. I don't know if they're like on a train or they're somewhere, elevator or something, and it's playing in the background. It's hilarious. Anyway, 1 for me, 2 for you. Well, watchable crap for you, a regular crap for me. What did you give this total?
11.
Okay, definitely a watchable crap. 11. I gave it a 9. So,
well, that's very watchable crap.
Under 10. Pretty rare for me lately. I feel like, you know, I try not. Well, sometimes I try to pick bad movies just to see. But in general, I've been, you know, I feel like we've been hitting some nice movies. But this was not one of them for me, and it was too long. Imagine I watched this and King of the Monsters back to back, so that was like 5 hours of Godzilla nonsense. Anyway, speaking of 5 hours of Godzilla nonsense, next week we're doing a special because we have 5 weeks this month. We're doubling up on, we're just going to knock out this MonsterVerse right away, because next week, first episode will be Godzilla versus Kong. And then the second one we're going to do is Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. So we're going to back to back them. I know you haven't seen that one. I saw it. I did a review for it. You can check it out on our YouTube channel, and I loved it. So one of the best times I had at the theater in 2024. Let's see how it holds up at home. Because it's new, I'm just giving a little... the movie came out like 3 months ago. So also one of the newest movies we've covered on the show pretty quick. So we're going to be wrapping up the MonsterVerse. And then you know what? Just for the heck of it, because we're doing that, let me give you guys the next series we will be starting, which is going to be controversial. Because we will be doing the Star Wars sequel trilogy. Finally hitting the Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker. So I know these are controversial from the sense of a lot of diehard fans hate them. Some like them. Casuals, same thing. So we're going to get into those. That'll be the next franchise that we do.
All right. I haven't seen them since the theater.
Same. I never.
Fun fact, I've seen Last Jedi twice in the theater.
I saw it twice at the theater as well. And I saw The Force Awakens twice at the theater. And I saw Rise of Skywalker once. That was it.
Yeah, that's the only Star Wars movie I've seen twice in
the
theater.
I also saw Last Jedi twice only because the second time I went with a girl. Otherwise, I would not have seen it twice.
like, no. You had it. No, oh my God. Yeah. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, follow us on YouTube at Action Movie Guys. We have the our entire catalog there for you guys to listen to. And of course, you guys could take us on the go with YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. With that said, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.